That should be finished in not more than 1 or 2 days.
Father Shaim. Father Shaim, it is from the church across the street from the temple here.
Oh.
He came off of
people in general, they are now out of God consciousness. Is it not?
Yes, I would agree that in our society, the consciousness of God is definitely on the wane. There's no question about that. We find it very, very difficult, I think, even to speak about the will of God in the presence of people because the ears are closed outside. There's not a willingness to listen.
Why people have come to this condition that they are not prepared to hear about God? One priest in Boston, his wife, mostly they're coming from two families. But before this movement, they are not coming to the church. They were inquired about God. Now they are mad after God. He is even cancerous like this. His wife.
Well, you're referring to the young man right here, coming from Boston. Is that what you're saying? I see.
Right. We have got many places, Los Angeles, is but safe. One chat, very big chat. That chat was written, nobody was coming. They tried so much. They invite them, then nobody is coming. But after we have birthday, the church is the same. as the inhabitants of residents of Los Angeles. But it is all a fact.
There are many good signs, however, your own movement. And we have, I noticed you use the beads. We have a priest, Father Peyton, who gathers thousands to recite the rosary, mostly young people. There are other movements that gather young people, which require a discipline, and perhaps since we think more in terms of the individual rather than the group and the individual's distinct decisions, we possibly have forgotten that group discipline is very important. Therefore, the attraction of your own movement and many others like that within the Roman Catholics, there is now a very hopeful sign of mostly young people who are in what is called the charismatic movement, seeking to learn more of the Holy Spirit, seeking to change their life for the better, however, at the same time, staying involved in the world, and it could be said that they seek to carry on the redemptive work of Jesus that he wishes done in the world, since he would be the key to our advancement in the world. Our advancement, I say, and I'm not speaking of myself as a young man. But I think many young people in this charismatic movement, this is within Protestants and Catholics and others. There's a great emphasis among Jewish young people in the schools to the development of the
when young, at the third time in class, the wise young people, what is it?
Just a requalification above. The word to the Father is giving information very scientifically and understanding God as the Supreme Person. Understanding not just that God is great, but understanding how God is great. Generally, we understand God is great, but how God is great, what His name is, what His form is, what His world is, there's no specific information.
Where, you say there is not specific?
Generally speaking, there's no information given. But the Krishna consciousness movement from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedic books, the information is given very specifically about how God is.
I suppose the theology study of God is quite specific. Now, whether would that information be given to groups? Yes, I think so. We would speak of God as revealing Himself to us in very many ways. And therefore, a group as large as this, for example, tonight, Tuesday, there would be meetings of young people, Roman Catholics, and probably Protestants too, but I'm just thinking of Roman Catholic young people, who would be praying very earnestly and searching for God's revelation to them through their friends, neighbors, and their own experience of God. I don't know if I'm not familiar with the charismatic movement yet, so I'm only speaking in great generality.
The difficulty I found by my personal experience with these groups
is that it couldn't give me a concrete enough realization, neither a whole practical lifestyle in which I could stay on the platform of God realization. You can go to the meeting, but then when you go out into society, you're forced to act in so many simple ways because of the conditioning and the advertising and the force of the pressure in the society. But even I lived in a Trappist monastery in Spencer, Massachusetts. With a monk there. And there was still that gap between how I could not only fulfill my own spiritual life there, but also how to help others in theirs without losing my purity. And that I've been able to find with this Krishna conscious movement because it gives you a 24-hour day program to remain in God consciousness.
You think that
in our Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse, find out. Dishan to Asadatam Papam, Jaralam Pundatarmana, Sri Sandamaha Nirmukta Bhajan Sri Mahan Siddhartha. Those who are addicted to sinful life, they cannot understand. So, therefore, we have to stop sinful activities. If you keep them in sinful activities, and if you expect that God will be revealed to them, it is not possible.
Yes, we certainly agree. There's no contradiction. I think it's very, very important. We do not see you in competition.
No, there is no competition.
We rejoice when we see people turning to the Lord God, wherever it may be and however it may be. Do you have the parody there?
Yes. Persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated, and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination.
Yes, we too see sin as an obstacle to communication and relationship with the Lord God. In fact, we define sin as that which separates us from the friendship of God.
So that means following God's instructions, such as thou shalt not kill, right?
No, this is the point. Those eligible for elevation to the transcendental position are mentioned in this verse. For those who are sinful, atheistic, foolish, and deceitful, it is very difficult to transcend the duality of desire and hate. Only those who have passed their lives in practicing the regular principles of religion, who have acted piously and have conquered sinful reactions, can accept devotional service and gradually rise to the pure knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then, gradually, they can meditate in trance on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the process of being situated on the spiritual platform. This elevation is possible in Krishna consciousness and the association of pure devotees who can deliver one from delusion. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam that if one actually wants to be liberated, he must render service to the devotees. But one who associates with materialistic people is on the path leading to the darkest region of existence. All the devotees of the Lord traverse this earth just to recover the conditioned soul from their delusion. The impersonalists do not know that forgetting their constitutional position as subordinate to the Supreme Lord is the greatest violation of God's law. Unless one is reinstated in his own constitutional position, it is not possible to understand the Supreme Personality or to be fully engaged in his transcendental loving service with determination.
Yes. Certainly agree with that.
We have to teach people how to refrain from sinful activities. Then, when it's pure, then God is with us. If we keep them in sinful life, at the same time, we want to please them and to love the person. The Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that those who are animal killers they cannot understand about God. Vinaya Pasuzna. So, in the human society, the unnecessary animal killing is encouraged. He will never be able to understand. It's the biggest thing for us. But you do not. So,
many of the early
in human society, unnecessarily, the animal killing is there. So, they are entangled in sinful activities, and therefore they are unable to understand what is wrong.
Are you speaking specifically about all animal killing, the rest of the world? How would you speak of animal killing? In other words, vegetarian living, is that what you think?
No. Animal remains the four-legged animals. Vegetarians are not all animals.
No, but I
in dictionary.
Does the group live a vegetarian life without any meat?
That's basic principle of your way of life. You're not eating any meat. And
perhaps, I think there is no password there. The second time, for that sense, it is said, Nidhvittakarthai hodiyamana prabhautadi chotrumano virapa va uttamasloko gunano vada viradjati pumana vilapasoguna. The glorification of the Lord is done by the liberated person. It is so nice, glorification. So who can refrain from the glorification of the Lord unless he is an animal? It is said.
The origin of the group who was the original founder, you mentioned? The original founder of the group.
Which group?
This group. You founded it
in 1966.
And you utilize the traditions and of Oriental
book,
of Indian
versions. They are present in our society.
So that this is a collection of the ancient writings as well as modern writings.
Of what kind of
Vedic?
Vedic.
Vedic.
Knowledge.
So,
this comes out of Hindu, that's right.
Here in this Bhagavad Gita, it is ordered that a human society must be divided into four divisions and they should cooperate for understanding God. Just like in our body, there is a head, there is arm, there is a belly, there is a leg. So they are all cooperating for maintaining the body. Although head is very important than the leg, but leg is also important. Simply head will not. Here is a good body in good condition.
Yes, our St. Paul uses that very imagery in his Epistle to the Corinthians, 10th chapter. Yes.
So that is mentioned in this book.
Yes.
So it means first class intelligence.
Yes.
The class of man.
How about people who aren't first class intelligence? People, as you mentioned, the foolish. What?
No, they should be trained.
No, I mean the foolish. We have a
foolish man. They say the foolish child can be trained up to very nicely educated to pass an examination. Child is all children are foolish. They reject it. But by training, we can make them the first class intelligent men.
Training and discipline is a very important aspect.
But that training is one thing at the moment.
Yes, I think that's, I would agree. that the willingness of that mind
is all trained to qualify a person to become first class. There's no training.
I'm thinking of the retarded, the mongoloids, the encephalitis, those who are born with...
Nobody is born intelligent, that is not true.
No, I understand. But she had mentioned in there that... I'm thinking, what message do you have for the parents of a child?
As a trained and first class.
No, this is a retarded
child. A child is born handicapped, intellectually. Intellectually handicapped.
Cannot walk nor talk.
Well, that is another, that is a exception. Generally, anyone is born according to basic civilization. Everyone is born first class. When he takes his birth, it is to be accepted in the first class. Now by training, you can make him first class, second class, as well. By birth, everyone is first class.
I saw a film of a leader of ours, Jean Barnier, from Canada and France. He took 5,000 retarded in Spanish we say discapacitados to Rome just for experience, and they were all in wheelchairs, old and young and small ones, not understanding very much, but a wonderful experience for them, the weak, the weak and the and the and the well, the weak and the wounded have one
priest. So many handicapped people.
Now, why are you speaking of a handicap? Why taking the handicap? Handicap is a handicap.
Yes. Our program for them is also like this, to give them spiritual
power. Apart from that, we shall deal with the handicap later on.
That's my...
Someone who said we tell us people.
No, but you were saying that you speak, you're looking for the intelligent.
Not looking for, I'm talking that anyone can be, how would you say, elevated to the intellectual class by training. Not the handicap. Handicap, there are special cases, that is another. Generally,
but
everyone is born first class. It is there. But by training such people, you can make a division first class, second class, first class.
I think we certainly would have no quarrel with that. But I think Father's concern is, what is your message for, what is your attitude toward those who are handicapped in our society? How do you respond? How do you treat those?
Handicapped. Suppose your hand is cut, so I cannot bring another hand to join. It is not possible. Suppose your hand is cut.
Yes.
The hand is got my hand is cut. So can I join any other hand? Is it possible?
No, but you...
Then what is you up?
No, my point is that if a child would be born...
I'm talking that those who are handicapped, by nature defective, we shall deal with them. That's all.
How? How do you deal with them? That's my question.
What, how you are dealing?
How?
We cannot. I told you, just that if your hand is cut, is it possible for me to add another hand in your body?
No, but what...
Then you are unable. You have to accept it. But as far as possible, you can keep some help. That is not the question. Question is, those who are not handicapped, they are rotting without education, without enlightenment. They are keeping themselves as fourth class, fifth class men. Why not train them to become first class men? That is the question. If one is blind, you cannot give him eyes. If one is lame, you cannot give him legs. That is beyond your ability. That is another thing. We shall deal with them later on. First of all, those who are born as human beings, why should you treat them as third class, fourth class?
So this is the development. St. Ignatius did the same, somewhat. When he began, he sought the leadership, and he sought the intelligence, so that they might do what obviously you do also, seeking the leadership that can then teach. And we call it sometimes elitism. And this is perhaps a good word for it.
You find out the last Shabda Samad Amad Sutta. It's called the defense of Brahma. Here it is meant the first class, second class, third class, fourth class. Yes.
Peacefulness, self control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the Brahmins work.
This is first class. Again, this is what?
Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness.
So why? They should not be educated to become first-class men on this basis.
Yes.
I would agree that that is a worthy and a very important goal.
But where is that institution is teaching this?
He said that the monastery did not teach this. I don't know if you can generalize about all monasteries.
No, I don't say monasteries. I'm thinking that this is the way of training. Even a third class born, a fourth class born, to become a first class. This training should begin. There must be an institution. How to become peaceful? How to become truthful? How to become honest? How to become religious? How to become believer in God? Why not this institution? They have open institutions. How to learn to deal with the hammer technology? But here in the society, there is no first class man on this basis. So who is right? If there is no brain, then we guide the hand of the leg.
So, your particular plan is then to provide this kind of enlightenment, this kind of direction of education through the ascetical process in which your group is involved. And we, of course, have made efforts along this line through our schools and through our religious communities that have been successful more or less depending on efforts given to it.
Second class man is our first class. We the second class.
Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage in battle, generosity, and leadership are qualities of worth for the Kshatriyas.
This is second class. They are not first class, they are second class. First class is above mentioned.
The Brahmin.
Yes. Then second class. Second class are required.
Oh, also required. Yes.
Yes. Right. Suppose if there is war, so first class man, they cannot go to fight. They are not trained up. But the second class man, which trained up, what is that quality?
Courage in battle.
Courage in battle. Now, we have got reports that in Vietnam battles, what happens?
Somebody, whenever they fight, most of the soldiers run away.
Yeah, no. He's fourth class. He hasn't dressed in the training book. So how will you do?
We have a principle called a man tends to rise to the level of his incompetence.
These are the defects of the society as dependent folks. A fourth class, fifth class man is on the first class, a second class. Why Nixon had to be dead though? He's a first class man.
First class man.
Yes.
That's quite a high on the ladder, I say, right?
This mistake happened. अब व्यापारी से व्यापारम जो नरो कस्तुमित छेते सर पूरा अंदर से सिर्फ पाजी में बानरो बस वन मैन्स फूड इज अनदर मैन्स वॉइस सो वन शुड नॉट डिस्प्लेस मिसप्लेस व्हाट इज अनेबल टू डू
मेनी ऑफ दीस एक्सप्रेशंस दैट यू आर गिविंग sound very similar to what we call the wisdom literature of the Old Testament of our Bibles, of Sirach and Ecclesiastes and Ecclesiasticus. And also, of course, some of the sayings of Jesus are very closely related. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all these other things will be added besides. That's the first class.
Yes.
He was constantly working toward the kingdom.
Yes. He
blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the meek, and so on.
He's a first class man of the age of the society.
Yes.
Then everything will be proper.
In the Mass today, Jesus said, you must be perfected as your Heavenly Father is perfect.
Yes. That's right.
I was wondering if you had some plan, some thoughts in the way in which we could mutually cooperate.
Oh, yes, there is that.
For the...
if I say, to let us create some peaceful man. So who will disagree with it? I don't say everyone will be peaceful. But some of them can be trained up. Some of them can be trained up, courageous in battle.
Yeah.
We have to select by practical psychology what is the tendency. Similarly,
you would utilize practical psychology then in the selection of people for the various levels.
Yes.
But you see, in our training for priests, our training for religious women and men, brothers, our people in this work would heartily agree in the need that there is for that training.
There is, that's why I have already said, that to keep your body in order, you require to keep the head, the hand, the belly, and the legs and all. Otherwise, there will be disorder. The present position of the whole human society is in disorder.
So you are talking not only about an intellectual fitness development, but also a physical fitness of body to go along with that.
So physical fitness, well, this, to keep the brain in order, that is also physical. So, and the soldier trainer to fight, that is also physical. But he cannot ask the high court judge to go and fight physically. Both of them are physical. But he cannot ask the high court judge to go and fight at the front. His business is different, his business is different.
Each has a different role and function in the society.
But that seems so bad and great.
Brother Kern's concern is always for the poor, for the downtrodden, for those who suffer, for those who are deprived.
Oh, that is imagination. That is never will be fulfilled. It's simply imagination. It will never crash at all. That what we can do. There are so many poor men. We can estimate like this. The rich men and the middle class men and the poor class. These three orders are there everywhere.
So you see that as in nature, as coming from the Lord God Himself, these three levels. You think that's
When I did not come to your country, I taught in America, everyone is rich.
Most everyone in another country thinks everyone in America is rich.
But when I came here, I saw there are so many bumps of that bumps. They're lying on the street.
Yeah.
we think that I have absolutely nothing. So why America, they're lying on the street? What can I do?
A few are, but...
Not few, many.
No.
Many few, but why there should be at all?
You mean in the rich country like this, why
cannot do, there will be a high class or poor class man. We do even want to help them. They will not accept the others. That is enough. These three hedges are changed in London, the British Empire, and the hippies, they are lying on the path, and the police kicking. Hey, And I need to say,
Jesus said, the poor you have always with you. But at the same time, he said, we must go out and give what assistance we can as a Christian community.
I understand
things. Feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the homeless.
The man is poor when he's in ignorance.
So you see that as the greater poverty is the ignorance, rather than the physical poverty of not having enough food.
So, food problem can be solved simply by accepting that is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. And how everyone can.
All living bodies subsist on food grains, which are produced from rain. Rains are produced by the performance of sacrifice. The sacrifice is born of prescribed duties.
So, if you produce enough food grain, both the man and the animal will be beneficial. Food grain, and I have seen in your country, America, in Africa, in Australia, so much vacant land without producing food. The men are not engaged to produce food grain, but they are brought in Detroit to manufacture ruined some of them.
For ambulances to bring the sick to the doctor.
Then we have to correct it. First of all, produce food.
So if I understand you correctly, you are saying utilize intelligence to correct the problem.
Yes.
Produce more food rather than worry about the fact that it's so that the poor can have the way the animal can have it. So your approach then is not one of direct assistance to the person who is starving or suffering, but rather indirect, utilizing intelligence to produce food.
Yes, and there will be no side with that.
There's no notion of an intellectual approach.
Yes.
I think our approach would be, we would be concerned with a person-to-person assistance. That is the way, our way, that Jesus has taught us. He said, feed the hungry, and cover the harmless, and visit the...
So if you have not enough food grain, so just like in our headquarters in Bengal, we are giving food daily, at least 1,000.
So you are feeding the hungry at your headquarters. You do utilize then a direct approach as well.
Yeah. Now, our process is that everyone who is hungry, come and take your food. But our program is going on. But the feeding the poor is automatically there. If anyone comes to our temple, even here, anyone comes to our temple.
If they came here, if a poor person came here, they could not get in.
We have many people coming from the neighborhood here. They're coming regularly, even young children, everything. They're coming. We have groups, community groups are coming.
Very good.
And we too, we have always responded to those who have a need for food or clothing or shelter.
But to make a person ask is not the right kind of society. Shouldn't the person be the first class citizen and therefore independent and therefore seek his own so that he could serve God by his own intelligence and his independence? To be giving is more of a virtue to the
person. That he's suggesting that because we are requiring that a person come to us for food, that somehow this is interfering with his tenets.
Well, that is different. If he's hungry, he can come and take food.
Yes.
But it's wrong then. We say that we should not, we are not simply supplying food. Anyone who is coming is getting simple as it is. Not that it is a free hotel.
No.
To give them spiritual education. To come here, to get your shelter, get your food, and learn how to be first class. That is our program. Don't be implicated in sinful activities. Be God's answer. Leave here, you can't comfortably get your food. So what is nice by day?
Yes. Doctor, do you recruit the people to come?
Yes, we are inviting everyone to come. Mm-hmm. We have no such discussion.
You're always recruiting, Father.
You're always recruiting. I have four young alcoholics that like
strong, that is these wild and God. I'm not imported from India. They are recruited here. Am I wrong? They are on the street. I have got so many centers all over the world. They are simply recruited.
Your asceticism, your way of life, your training program, having its Eastern origins, has a great appeal, I think, to many young people.
It is not Eastern Western. It is the life. In fact, to become peaceful. Is it Eastern or Western?
Oh, peace.
Right. Peaceful is peaceful.
But
why do you mean Eastern?
But the way in which, the method in which the state of this,
and that's what you say, is Eastern. Eastern is
difficult to say that bad is, it's good too. There are many traditions.
How would you say that? If we look the Eastern Western, then it becomes sacred. But it is for all. If it is a person to become peaceful, it is not the question of Eastern and Western. It is meant for everyone.
Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, eh?
Right. Right. So why should you say that it is Eastern or Western?
Well, your methodology,
Eastern countries or in India, these things were very much appreciated and developed. That is another
thing. Yes.
But the thing as it is neither Eastern nor Western.
Oh, good. I grant it that the principles that you are utilizing are general and universal. Granted.
May I ask you, Your Excellency, your own background? Were you born in India? Were you born in India?
Yes, I'm Indian. I was born in Calcutta.
In Calcutta. And when you were there in Calcutta, did you receive the training?
Yes, I was born in a very good family. So our family-wise training was there. Especially in India, every family is like that.
Yes.
Gender.
Yes. And your own schooling then, in the local schools in Calcutta?
Yes. Not in the school, but in my family.
In the family? Any formal...
In our family, my mother's daughter. If there is one grain on the floor, who shall take it? Keep it on the head. It is God sent.
Yes. Our mother is still the same.
It is God sent.
Yes, sir.
The grains, good grains, it is actually given by God. Who should not misuse it? This was the beginning of our training.
And then, were you at the university or the school? Or?
Yes. Calcutta University.
Yes.
I was taught at the Scottish Church's College.
Right.
All my professors were others and they were. Our principal was, they were all fathers. Mr. Scott. Huh?
They were clergymen of the Church of Scotland.
Yes,
they were teachers.
My professor of philosophy was Dr. W.S. Alcuhan. He was a very famous man in India. He became vice chancellor.
I see.
Yes.
Did you then begin, after you finished the university, did you begin your...
Yes.
Your
No, I was family man. But our Hindu one is family man. He is friend now. I have to become God's conscious. So that was the very every practically every Indian, at least in our time, we were trained how to become God's conscious. The family. Therefore, there is classification. The Brahman, the Kshatriya, the Vaishya. So these four classes, first class man, that Brahma, his brains, Kshatriya, they used to rule over, taking instruction from the first class man. And then the third class, the productive class. So to read the third class.
So I can see that. What this is probably a very important element that appeals to many young, most young people come to you is this training that can be received in this particular way. I've not perceived too, but somewhere I'd like to move into the area of religious experience.
I can request that there is no question of instant wisdom. Now people are intermingling. I think that we shall have institutions, especially in America, to train these first class, second class, third class, and the balanced person who cannot take up any training, third person. So, how they should be trained now, that indication is there. It is not the question of Eastern and Western.
Become
preschool.
How would you proceed now?
Yeah, that is a
program. I'd be interested in that.
That if I say that to be preschool, this instruction is neither for exclusively for America or India. It is for everyone.
That's universal preschool.
Everyone.
That's universal.
Yeah. What is another quality preschool? I said
self-control.
Self-control. This is also not either for American or other. The Americans should not be self-controlled. Only Indians should be self-controlled. This is not the problem. Self-control. Then
austerity.
Austerity. Tapasya. Austerity means that naturally I am inclined to do something. Take for example, generally people are addicted or inclined to eat meat or to drink natural. Not for all, but a class. But if I tell him that although you like this, he should give up it. That is obstinate. He feels some inconvenience in the beginning.
Austeritas is a Latin word that refers to strength, be able to stand and to be sharp and
deciding. So, this is our truth.
man voluntarily accepting something which he does not like to give up. That is obstacle.
Discipline.
Discipline, yes.
As well as self-control. Yes.
So in order to go to the highest status of life, he has to accept some obstacles, some obstacles. Especially for God realizes austerity required. Then
purity.
Purity. So our purity, not our anyone. Externally, internal. Externally by taking bath or cleansing the body with soap or something else. Internally, to remain Gautam.
Internally, to what?
Remain Gautam.
Remain conscious.
Simply working externally will not help us. Therefore, our mantra of purity is Bahyabhyantaram Shuchi. Apovitra pavitra va sarvavastang asopi va Jasmare Sundarita Aksham sa Bhaya Abhantaram Sushi. Sushi means purify.
Means
purify.
Purify.
Yes. So, purification simply externally, rubbing soap and cleansing the coat and scarf. If that is not purification, internal, it must be pure, peaceful. Then, purity,
tolerance,
gone. This is also one of the good qualifications for the first class. Then,
honesty.
So there are so many things. If we want to make the whole human society very peaceful and happy, then we have to divide the society into four classes. Not that everyone will be peaceful. That is not possible. But if we have an ideal class of man who is following austerity, peacefulness, purity, knowledge, people will learn, oh, here is it. Ideal class.
Because they have a great effect.
Yes. That feeling is lacking.
I think all of the workers.
All of us
work. It's nature, right?
Therefore, in your country, you are opulent in every class. You should, we have cooperation. We can cooperate. Let us start that here is a school or college, just like there is engineering college, technological. Here is a college to learn how to become first class. Why not?
Is it part of your plan to operate schools for this purpose?
Yes.
You hope eventually to have schools where training of this kind can be given.
That is one thing.
When did you begin, Your Excellency?
I began that. What do you mean by beginning? My beginning is from my child.
The Krishna book.
Krishna book, I started in 1966.
66.
Yes.
In the West, in
California? No, here in here America.
In America, yes. I would like perhaps to hear some of your thoughts on the area of religious experience, not consciousness. How
wrote,
do you achieve that?
I wrote one letter to your secretary. Yes. What do you think about it? Yes,
Prabhupada wrote that on the bills and on the monetary, on the coins and whatever, they put, "In God we trust." But actually no one understands. If you want to trust someone, then you have to know who that person is. You have to know that he's actually trustworthy. Mm-hmm. So he was asking that we could cooperate together, the American government and our movement, and we could train people practically how to trust God, like that. So Prabhupada sent that letter, but that was a month ago, and there's still no
reply. The Secretary of the Treasury, is that it?
The Secretary of the President.
Of the fellow, the President, the White House Secretary.
Yeah.
The personal Secretary.
So far after 1 month, there's no reply.
Bureaucracy, we have lots of that. You may get a reply, and then again, thank you.
You'll get a reply, but it will be very general, I presume. It's a good idea.
Well, I think that for the welfare of the whole defense society, Anita is a fuller. They can start that here is a college for training for class. Here is a college for training in second class. And here is a college for third class. And balance fourth class. Fourth class men doesn't require any training. They are simply to help the first class, second class class.
That is one of the difficulties we have.
Why is it like
everybody wants to be first class?
Huh?
Everybody wants to be first class.
Yes, so why not train it?
But if you have it.
Simply by imagination that I have become first class, will that do? Simply by imagination I have become a medical man, will that do?
So you say, put him in the training program. If he can make it, okay. And if he can't make it, that's it. Then he'll be going as far as he can.
That process is the training program. That's for how to become peaceful.
Are all the people here first class?
Yes. We're training them at least.
We're training them for first
to become first class.
Sure because you any
there
trained?
Is great need of first class men.
Indeed there is. Indeed there is.
Do you have any in training for second class?
No. For the time. We have no means. Suppose second class means he must be courageous to fight. So I have no means. I have to train them. You see? And if without training, the second class, if you send them to the war, their experience will clear to many enemies training as they go.
Are you training people to become teachers in this school, this process of education?
Yes, as soon as you become, without being first class man, you cannot teach.
Right.
The second class, third class, fourth class man is not meant for teaching.
Where would you do this teaching for?
The teaching everywhere. Wherever there is possible.
Do you do this by yourself? Are there any
teachers? No, I teach them ideas. They go and teach.
Will you
not one man's business.
No, I understand.
Yes.
Will you be here a good long while, or will you be going to...
The thing is that I have established so many centers, so I have to go from one center to another, just to encourage. Otherwise, I am old enough. I am 18 years. So, traveling is not a very good job for me. But if could I do it,
yes.
Just to encourage them.
Do you, your lines of authority then come from you, or
yes.
Is it an elective authority? There would be no election. Like if you go to San Francisco.
No, I've got my secretaries. I've got about 20 secretaries.
You have 20?
Secretaries who are in charge of some group of
secretaries. And you appoint the secretaries then who are in charge of the groups, each local group.
I try to manage as much as possible. But I'm not getting any government cooperation. It is all my personal input.
Do you hope to acquire school buildings for teaching school?
Yes. Why not? If there is arrangement for financing, you can start. Very nice.
Father will send you a fine school.
Okay, we have a building that will be available for us. You want to start school?
Let us cooperate.
Let us cooperate. And your teachers. There's no question about the kind of thing you're talking about here.
Father means responsible. According to our Vedic literature, one should not become a father unless he can deliver his son from the cycle of birth and death. Sitana sasya namo sahaja samupita mrityu. At the present moment, we are in the cycle of birth and death, in the conditions. So, it is the duty of the father
how to save the sun from this cycle of birth center. This is the response.
The last word I didn't understand. A cycle of
birth and death.
Birth and death.
Because I've got this life, you've got this life. So we shall give up these bodies, we have to accept another body. We have to enter again in the womb of the mother and packed up for so many months. And nowadays with the risk of losing life also, the mother is killing child.
There is an area, hopefully, where we might be able to cooperate.
So many things.
This area of slaughter, senseless slaughter.
It is going on. So unless there is first-class man, who invites them?
I think you have to eliminate the second-class man with soldiers. If you're training a man to be a soldier, he wants to fight.
That's all right. Fighting is also required. And there is any, we are not discarding. I think there will be so much. We are in the material world. There will be disagreements. There will be fights. You cannot stop it. That's not possible. So, a class of man, they should be trained up for it. A class of man, they should stand up for teaching. A class of man for producing food. Kishi Guru Savani Tam, Pushatanma Sabhavad. There are so many things. If you take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement cooperatively, it will be very, very good for the whole human society. And if America takes up this cause very seriously, others will follow.
Well, I would be very interested, as the man who lives across the street right over here, Pastor St. Mark Parish, and talking with your local leadership and discussing whatever programs you are interested in working in this particular community. And I think
no comment, everyone is welcome.
There are ways in which we might work together and cooperate.
Just like the school is open for everyone. Whoever wants to take up education, is that so?
I can understand that very well because I have been a teacher for many years,
yes.
And also the principal of the school, and I can understand your educational concepts and the importance of them. We cannot operate a school without discipline, without training. People cannot use their brains unless they are in order.
Well, that's the proper thing.
God consciousness would explain something of the religious experience of God.
Yes, God consciousness is the highest level. It is not possible for everyone. But in the whatever platform he is, he can cooperate with God consciousness movement. Then he gets the result. Just like in this body, same example, when deep is deeper, and when deep is deeper, and deep is deeper, there is different given. But when they cooperate, all the parts of the body derive the same benefit.
I see. So if one has the experience of God in a cooperative, well and good and sound, social body, then all will profit from that experience.
Yes.
I'd like to perhaps ask you to, what is the role of prayer? You may have another word that you utilize.
The prayer is also accepted as devotional service.
As devotional service?
Yes. There are nine kinds of devotional service. They are all the same.
So prayer is different devotional service.
The Sabanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasanam. Bandhanam. This Bandhanam is prayer. We are worshipping deity worship, and you are offering prayer in the church. So both of them is just as devotional service. You don't pray that because you are offering prayer, it is less important than, no. Because it is, prayer is offered to the Supreme Lord. So that is devotion. That's devotion.
Yes. So prayer then is devotion offered to the Supreme Lord.
Supreme Lord. They are accepting the Supreme Lord.
This is my head.
Yes. Accepting the Supreme Lord. Anyone?
Sign of one's acceptance.
Yes. That is also very fast.
Yeah.
If you accept the Supreme Lord, that you become fast. ages. Chaturbhujam, the final of this
question.
Chaturbhujam bhajante maam, suti dina ajana.
Is the prayer communal? We're all taking part in the prayer, or is it individual?
But there are different classes on that. So, there was nine methods of devotion. And the general method is hearing.
Hearing about God. Hearing about God.
Yeah.
So therefore the necessity is to pray up speaking aloud in one's prayer.
Yeah.
The father was speaking of the charismatics among Christians. That is one of their tenets too, speaking the prayer of praise aloud so that it can be heard and all simultaneously. So I want to
back then one hears from the right source and the right word, automatically he becomes God.
Becomes God conscious, so that is a way of
praying. O best from the bar, four kinds of pious men render devotional service unto me. Distress, desire of wealth, the inquisitive, and he who is searching for knowledge of the absolute truth.
He said four classes. One distress. He also seeks to help of God. And another?
Desire of wealth.
Yeah. The need of money. God, I am so pure. Thank you. So he is a poor God. That is his mind. Although God should not be asked. Your devotion means God should not be bothered with simply well render service. God is great. I am his servant. So my duty is to render service without any profit. The profit is great. To be accepted as God's servant, that is a beautiful.
And so Jesus said, behold the lilies of the field, they neither toil nor spin, and yet not even Solomon in all his glory was arrayed as one of these. Seek first the kingdom of heaven, and all of these things, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, shall be added to you besides. Yeah.
Jidiyasu, the inquisitive. Curious.
Inquisitive. The one is trying to understand what is God. And he's also fine.
Lord, teach me.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Show me.
Do you use the Bible for that?
Yeah. And you have must be there.
Do you have the Bible?
Do you use the Judeo-Christian scriptures at all in your work?
I know that there are good instructions.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are lists. We haven't got to fight with anyone, that is easy.
No.
We have to accept the general principles for the welfare of the whole human society. That's like it, to become peaceful. It is there. Duty of everyone. At least those who are in the top rank.
Yes, thing.
That's all given to the Father.
Yes, sir. Oh, okay. Praise God. For a beautiful thing.
He wants to be president.
We are grateful for the time that you have given us.
Very much for love.
And we are happy.
Thank you. Yeah.
We can be helpful.
Yes, let us cover all human society.
I feel very much like a one of the disciples, so to speak, coming with the Master. It's a great privilege to be able to join this circle.
Oh, yeah. That's very plentiful.
Father, would you like to accept one of our Father by Jesus? Take it back to the library?
Thank you very much.
There are cookbooks in the wild, too, so I'm very interested in what the ingredients are for various kinds of food.
Oh,
we can teach you how to cook very expertly.
Very good, Father.
16 flour, he malt butter, and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts, garlic.
Red in with me? Oh, yes. All right. Thank you.
More.
You
want
more?
I'm afraid
it won't be very enlightened if I eat all this.
No! You have the
kind
of shoes?
Look at those monkeys. Look at them. Did you
take a look?
May the Lord bless you and your work.
In the tradition of your disciples. Mm-hmm. Just good things you should take. If you remain to your principles, then maybe all warriors. It's an English job. You have read that?
Yes.
It's an English job. Why? You go I think I never said like that. But when I say he becomes peaceful, that is meant for
Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya